Previously on Dr. Strangelove.
Look!
What?
I'm afraid that he's got a bit badly bruised in that fall. See, Olipop's head has come off.
Oh, yes?
But which one is it?
What?
Is the one with the broken head the real Ollie? Or the Olipop muggle?
I don't know. Let's have a closer look.
They're both exactly the same. How are you going to tell them apart?
I don't know.
Well, does it matter?
I suppose not.
I mean, we've got to fix him whether he's the model or not. Has anybody got any glue?
It has been over a month since Olipop's head fell off. Easter, in fact. After he'd been rolled down the hill with an Olipop model. Since then, his worried friends Lee B and Dr. Strangelove have done nothing but frantically sit and drink tea and watch Noel Edmonds on TV. Box 21! Pick box 21!
Oh, the idiot! You idiot!
Box 25.
There isn't a box 25.
I know, I was just praying for a little excitement.
You know, there isn't anything we've got to do today, is there?
Not that I can think about.
It's just that, well, I have got this nagging voice telling me that something needs doing.
Yes, it's the wife!
Not wife. Not yet. It's wife-to-be.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I shan't be able to rest until I find out what that something I had to remember is... was.
Oh, it'll come to you. Sometime.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. I've had to clear up all the little matters of the past fortnight. All them gnomes needed boxing up and putting away.
Small matters.
Small matters. Ollie.
Ollie, 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 Ollie. Ollie, Ollie. No,
we are not going to a football match. I'm talking about Mr...
Mr...
Yes, Mr...
Who?
Olipop, you know.
Oh, yes! I wonder how he's getting on.
Well, he shall be where we last left him, won't he?
You mean, in the bush with a thorn in his side?
Thorn in my side, you know that's all you ever were.
Yes, come on, we best go and rescue him. I think he's about ready to rejoin us again.
It's been a while. Come on, Mr. B! Quickly, grab my strange sack out of the back of the van! And quickly!
Are you sure you've got all the body bits, Dr. S?
Yes, I have, thank you, Mr. B. Bladder works a bit dicky, but you can't have everything.
No, I meant Ollie's body bits. Have you got the head?
Oh, yes.
What did he say?
He gave me detention after class. Now hurry up, will you, before somebody sees this van.
Okay.
I've gone mad with power!
He's in the machine.
He's in the machine, is he? Oh, good! Switch on!
What's wrong, Dr. S?
Well, you see, because Mr. Pop has spent the last month or so lying in a bush with his head broken off, I somehow or other have my doubts.
Doubts as to what? His revivification process.
Let's just say that I don't think he'll be exactly as you last remembered him.
Are you? What are you trying to say about me?
What are you talking about? He's exactly the same.
No, he isn't. He's too posh.
Well, give his head a twist.
I am!
Are you? Oi, you! Oi, you! Oi, you! Oi, oi, oi!
This is just like Frankenstein, isn't it?
Yes, or Burke and Hare.
Well, he's a hairless Burke.
Oi, you talking about me?
He is! Sorry, Mr. B, but I think Ollie Pop's back.
Well, it's not too late to put him back where we found him, is it? I mean, it's plenty roomy underneath that bush. I bet he's been having a whale of a time.
Whales? Whales? Where?
I think you'll find them at the Whaleway station. It's over in that direction.
I'd best go fight this naughty whale then. Look out, world. Here comes Ollie Pop.
Super Chump!
Super Chump?
Hey, you've had your head fixed and now you've got superpowers. It's a name I just invented for you.
I prefer to call myself the Yellow Streak, because I'm fast.
I think you're better off calling yourself Super Chump.
Okay, Super Chump it is then. Very well. I shall away to find a whale, or failing that, come back empty-handed.
Mr. Chump?
Yeah?
You're in the loo. The exit's the other door.
Oh, tish. What need have I for any kind of door, especially when I can fly? Watch.
Well, there goes Super Chump.
I think you're going to need a new ceiling.
To be continued.